Sentencing proceedings are underway in the High Court in Pretoria in the case of Nicholas Ninau, who was found guilty of raping a 7-year-old girl in a toilet cubicle of the Dross restaurant in Pretoria last year. I have been watching him on screen. He testified. He was the first person to testify in his defense. And then there was a psychologist who testified in mitigation of sentence. A social worker was just taken to the stand. And, I mean, essentially, he said, I've been a drug addict since I've been 13, various attempts to commit suicide, in and out of drug rehab and psychiatric facilities, tried to commit suicide several times. Mom's a drug addict. Dad's a drug addict. Stepbrothers are drug addicts. When I'm on cat, I'm sexually aroused. I was on cat at this time. I was acting on impulse. I had no control over what I was doing. And I'm really, really, really sorry. There's no hate that you can give me that I haven't given more to myself. He mentioned that he'd written letters, quite a few letters, to the family of the raped girl saying how sorry he is. He introduced into evidence a poem that he had written to say how sorry he is. Edwin Nchidi of Eyewitness News was in the court. And Edwin, normally I would ask a reporter what was said. But in this case, I'm interested in Edwin as a human being, listening to Nicholas Ninau, giving evidence in mitigation of sentence, hoping that he wouldn't get a life sentence. What did you feel listening to him?
Good afternoon, John. John, what a difficult question that you're posing to me this time around. You know, these kinds of questions initially put me in a lot of trouble. But, I mean, as a human being, what I could, hear from Nicholas Ninau is that, you know, what he's remorseful about what he did. And as you correctly said, he penned down a number of letters. One of the letters is dubbed the Cold September, where he says that, you know what, guys, I feel sorry about this. I must take the responsibility and I must also face the music for what I did. So, I mean, coming directly to your answer, I would say that from what I could gather from his evidence and what I could see from his face, I mean, as you correctly said, you have seen him. He was continuously crying, inside the box, inside the witness box, whereby he was trying very hard to display to the court that, you know what, I'm remorseful and you know what I did, by the way, is wrong and I take responsibility. Well, some part of his testimony that was basically shocking was that he admitted that, you know what, initially in his plea agreement, rather in his plea statement, he said that, you know what, he was aware what he was doing, but he was quizzed by the state prosecutor, whereby he was asked as to, I mean, initially this is what you said. You said that you were aware of what you were doing, but now you are blaming alcohol and drugs, because he said that he took excessive amount of drugs 3 days before the 22nd of September last year, where he apparently forced himself to the 7-year-old little girl. He said that this time around he changed his version, and also the judge, Papi, came in and says that, you know what, now you are contradicting yourself. So, I mean, what is your defense? Take into account that now you are contradicting yourself. He says that, you know what I did was inhuman, but you could not answer directly as to why he's contradicting himself, John.
I thought quite interesting, before the psychologist was excused from the stand, I saw on ENCA that she'd asked not to be named. I don't know whether the judge gave any directive about that, but I'm not going to mention her name because she doesn't want it out there. And just before she was excused from the witness stand, Judge Mosapo said to her, please draw a distinction between regret and remorse. And she gave an explanation. And then the judge said, on the evidence before the court, Ninau is not remorseful. He regrets what he did, but he's not remorseful about what he did.
You're correct, John, and that is exactly what they just said. But, you know, the psychologist, it is a private psychologist, you must bear that in mind, because he was called by the state. He says that from what I could gather, sitting with him for 3 days, for 6 hours, he says that he's sorry, and he says that, you know what, I mean, it's not for me to judge Nicholas Ninau, but from the information that I could gather from the family, he's remorseful, and he says that he also added that, you know what, if the only way that he can be rehabilitated is for him to go for rehab, because he says that if he doesn't go for rehab, then he will re-offend again, and you know what, then he will remain a risk to the society. So he must be kept in custody if he doesn't go for rehab, John.
Thank you very much, Edwin Nchidi of Eyewitness News.